could imagine.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. The Christmas holiday is upon us, so today's show has a Christmas theme. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Supplement Santa himself, Dr. Jeff Gallini, for Science for Humans, when Dr. Jeff imparts upon you his Christmas gift, his arm workout that made him a IFBB pro athlete. Then we're going to be joined by Brooks Kubik, for a special edition of Physical Culture Radio, when Brooks delivers a story reading, a Physical Culture Christmas Carol. Remember, All-American EFX and All-American Pharmaceutical and their generosity is seen all over Facebook by the wonderful things that Dr. Jeff sends to people. Show them some love. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click one of the All-American EFX banner ads, or click the Ask the Scientist banner at the bottom and ask Dr. Jeff a question to be answered on a later episode of Science for Humans.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
Or as he's affectionately known amongst the Facebook followers, Supplement Santa. How you doing, Supplement Santa?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing good. How about you, Carl?
I mean, do you really, you got to get a kick out of yourself with these boxes. People ask you for a sample of Carbolin or something, and then they post a picture of like a box. I mean, one of these giant boxes of stuff that you send. I can't believe this is what I got from Dr. Jeff today. You've got to be tickled to death, right?
You know, it has been a lot of fun, you know, and I know that people are shocked because, you know, they're thinking they're going to get a little sample of something. And like you said, I sent them a whole box full of stuff, and a lot of them, you know, have reposted. They've taken everything out and laid it on the counter. And like you said, they've been calling me the Supplement Santa. I always say, hey, keep an eye out for, Santa FedEx.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. I enjoy, making people happy.
I would be remiss if I didn't say what I'm about to say right now. It is such an honor to partner with you. You are such a different kind of a businessman within the supplement industry on so many different levels. Not only your if the audience only knew how stringent and strict you were about the label design for Thrive Protein, and we had no, we can't do that. We can't say that. That's not right. But Dr. Jeff, other companies do that. And you are always steadfast. Almost like a father, you know, I understand other companies do that. It's not right that they do it. We're not going to do it. And aside from the fact of the quality of product that you produce, you have remained below the radar while other companies are posting pictures of fancy cars and all this other stuff, trying to attest to the success of their company. For 35 years, you have been a foundational player in this industry, but yet you're so humble. How is that?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and I think Arnold said this a long time ago, and he used to have some statement about, you know, if the guy who's driving the Volkswagen, you know, he's squealing the tires, trying to show people, you know, how fast that car is. And then you got the guy in the Lamborghini. I mean, he barely is cruising at 25. You know, I think when your products speak for themselves, you don't need to tell anybody how good they are.
Right.
You know, that's why I like giving people samples. You saw just kind of the Facebook chatter that started about Thrive. I mean, how people were really digging into, well, who's making this? What is this about? Well, as you know, I mean, it has to be perfect. You know, I mean, that's how we run this business. We don't do like other companies. We don't cheat. Sure, you know, other people are a little bit loose on their labels, but you know, at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to be 100%, you know, transparent, upfront, and honest with people.
Yeah. No, but that's a core value for you. That's not just a business value. That's how you lead your life in general.
It is. I mean, and you know, that's part of my faith. I learned a long time ago, you know, you have to be, you know, you have to have integrity. You got to be humble. You got to be appreciative, and you got to always do best you can for people. And I think, you know, as that carried into my athletics, my business, you know, that's my life. You know, I mean, what you see is what you get. There's nothing, else going on. You know what I mean?
And with that being said, what you see is what you get. You had amazing arms back in the day. Do you remember how large they were when they were at their largest when you were still competing?
You know, I think they were over 21, 22, something like right. that. You know, back then, I think we didn't really get too much into all the measurements and stuff. I think every once in a while, someone would bring a tape measure in, and that's about the time, you know, David and Peter Paul would look at each other and decide if they were feeling big that day. If right. not, they'd scurry off, and whoever was there would measure their arms or something, you know.
Right, right. So really, I guess arm development was more a part of fitting into the rest of your physique as opposed to just having huge arms in and of themselves.
It was, you know, I mean, part of building a physique, you know, I was looking at some of the pictures of yesteryear bodybuilders compared to today's bodybuilders. And, you know, we were about symmetry. And although I was, you know, one of the more thicker type lifters, so I was kind of moving into the new era, you know, we still had the smaller waist and the symmetry. So, you know, when I started lifting, I had a weak part, and my arms were actually one of my weak part. You know, my legs always grew fast. They used to joke I would do forearms and my calves would grow because they just grow without me doing anything. But I struggle with my biceps. My triceps weren't bad, but I had to really work them hard, Carl.
Okay, so there are three parts to arm development, right? The upper arm, which is comprised of two muscle groups, the biceps, triceps, and then the forearms. So where do you want to start?
I'm going to start with the bicep.
Okay.
I would start, Tim Belknap taught me this when I moved into Gold's Gym. You know, I used to do everything, you know, easy curl bars. And when I got out there, Tim said, no, if you want to get your arms up to speed, you know, you got to isolate these things. So we did seated dumbbell curls. And that was the start. That was the heavy movement. And he always would get on me for being strict. You know, don't be slopping around like a powerlifter, he used to say. So he'd get behind me and stick his knee in my back, and I'd have to use more strict weight posture. But, you know, again, alternate curls, bringing it up slow, you know, squeezing at the top, taking it all the way down, you know, a full extension. And I would do about five or six sets of those, and I progressively work my way up in weight. So my last set would be my heaviest weight. But again, I would not do less than 10 reps. If I had a weight that I couldn't do 10 times, it was too heavy.
Right.
I wasn't getting anything out of that movement. That movement helped me to generate thickness to my bicep. That was something originally, you know, being a powerlifter, you know, we didn't do arms. So I didn't really have a thick bicep. You know, I had fairly good triceps. So that was my opening exercise.
You think that doing it seated keeps you from rocking and cheating, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would, you know, sometimes I would mix it up and do, you know, easy curl bars. But I would use one of those arm blasters that you used to see Arnold use.
Yep, yep. Joe Weider came out with that. You strapped it over your, it had a strap that went over your neck and it had leaned against your chest. And then it had two little, cuffs in the back on the ends that went back so you could rest your triceps against it while you were doing curls.
Yep. And you didn't cheat. As a matter of fact, a few years ago at the Olympia, somebody was selling those. I had to buy one because you know, they're cool. But I wouldn't mind doing those. Again, it was about isolating, because if you start to rock and, you know, put your back into it, it looked like they were doing a leg movement. They were doing biceps. You know, it just wasn't good. And you got to fully extend, you know, I mean, in order to really develop that muscle, you've got to extend out. So that was my primary lift that I did on a regular basis for the bicep. Then I would move on to, I needed to get more of a peak, which I never had. I needed to get more shape. So then I spent the rest of my bicep workout, working on that. So my next movement would be, curl would be on the bench with a slight, you know, incline.
Right.
Rest. Now for this, I would use either a barbell or a dumbbell. And again, you know, full movement down, coming up, squeezing and isolating. And I would just visualize, you know, being inside this round ball, this bicep, and I would just see it growing, you know, to, you know, a coconut shape, you know, I mean, that was what I visualized. So I would do 5 sets of those. And again, you know, never less than 10 reps, always squeezing, concentrating. It wasn't about just loading a bunch of weight up. Matter of fact, half the time I would use less weight than other people, but I was looking for that squeeze, you know, that concentration of that muscle. Then I would move on to a finishing. I really like one arm seated, and I would put my elbow against my knee, and I would do what we used to call a concentration curl.
Right.
And again, just bringing it up, squeezing, turning the wrist slightly as you you come up, bringing it down. This one I would do about 15 reps. Again, 5 sets, not very heavy weight, just finishing. And that was my bicep workout. I guarantee, you know, some people did a lot more than me, but anyone who tried to do that workout and do it the way that I did, you couldn't do any more. I mean, your biceps were fried.
Would you do triceps on the same day?
No, typically, you know, during my competition days, I would do my biceps with my back. Mm. So I did everything pulled. So I would do my back, my rear delts, take a little break, you know, take in a little bit of carbs, and then I would do biceps, or I would come back later in the day and do biceps just by themselves. So that was a workout by itself.
So then you'd come back on another day where you were doing push movements, and that's the day you would do triceps, right?
Correct. Then I would do the tricep. Now this again is a much larger muscle. I learned a few tricks because I had, my triceps were really good. I think it was probably one of my better parts.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's take this break now. I'm sorry to force you into this break. Let's take this break now. And I'll tell you why, because I want to try disconnecting and reconnecting with you because we're getting just a little bit of clipping here and there. So let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll finish up with triceps and we'll talk about forearms. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Galini. This is Science for Humans. Today, it's the science of building massive arms, not twigs, trees. We'll be right back. 17 tracks, and I'm at it with this game. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. Dr. Jeff is giving us the Christmas gift of bigger guns. So we talked about biceps in the last segment. Now we're going to talk about triceps. So triceps are done on a different day. They're done on a day when you're doing pushing movements already, right?
So I would start with building that long head. So I would go to a lateral pull-down machine, and I would go out to a very wide grip. And I would do a push down. Again, you know, trying to keep my back as straight as possible, trying not to cheat. And when I got to the bottom, you really squeeze. And again, whatever muscle you're working, you've got to concentrate on that muscle so that you're putting all the tension there. And I mean, the lower part of my arm would just swell up. Matter of fact, just thinking about it, you know, squeezing here as I'm talking to them, they're starting to swell up.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, 5 sets of those. Again, you know, 10 reps, progressively working up to my heaviest weight. Then I would go to a bench, and we used to call them skull busters.
French. Sometimes they call them French curls, lying extensions. Yeah, yeah.
Now this is where, you know, one workout I would go close, which would work more of the upper head. The next workout, I would go wide. It would just depend on, you know, how I needed the development to grow. You know, so if I was getting a little bit too much lower and not enough outer, then I would adjust, you know, a workout or two. But again, you know, really strict, as heavy as I can go, 5 sets, you know, the 15 rep range.
So five sets in the 15 rep range, right?
Yep, 5 okay. to 10 to 15. Am I clipping there on you?
No, you were. We cleared it up. Good.
Okay, good. And then I would finish up with, I would come back to the extensions on the machine. Now I would put one of those V-bars, and I would go really close, and I would just burn it up. So, you know, I would do 5 sets. This way, here I would do 15 to 20 reps. Sometimes I would just go to failure till I just couldn't do anymore, and that would really blow up that outside. But that was my basic tricep workout. You know, sometimes I might throw in close grip bench or, you know, something different, but those are my primary exercises that I depended on for most of my workouts.
Well, and let's not forget, if you're doing biceps after doing heavy pulling movements and you're doing triceps after doing heavy pushing movements, you're really doing a lot of volume because they were just – it's not like they weren't part of the previous work that you just did. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They were warmed up and ready to roll. So, you know, you just kind of really finished them off.
Okay.
And then I had good forearms because I worked my forearms. You know, a lot of guys at that time, you know, didn't do any forearms. So, you know, they had these skinny little forearms, and then they would come to a nice-looking arm. But again, you know, it's all about being symmetrical. Forearm movement. I like taking a dumbbell, getting on my knees, getting a bench, and just letting my wrist just hang off the end of that bench.
Mm.
And palms up, and I would do 25 reps. Again, not really concentrating on heavy, heavy weight, but squeezing full extension down, and it would just burn up the outside of my forearm. 5 sets of Then I would take a straight bar, and I would turn my palms down, and I would reverse the movement. And then this gave me a really thick, beautiful-looking forearm.
Brachial, yeah, because that's going to hit the brachial, the radialis, which is the top part of the forearm. Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And those are the two exercises I really almost only used. I didn't do a lot of hammer curls or some of the other things you can do. Not that they're bad, but that's really what worked best for me.
Yeah, and you know, from your powerlifting days, heavy grip work, which was a byproduct of heavy deadlifting, that obviously pays off too. I've had great results making my forearms grow by doing farmer's walks with heavy weights. I mean, if you're using dumbbells, they want to unwind. They want to make your hands unwind. If you're using kettlebells, it's not as much. But if you grab a set of 80-pound dumbbells and start walking around the gym with them, you do that until your forearms are so congested with lactate that they burn, and you drop them, you give yourself a little time to recover, grab them and walk some more. My forearms started to really grow when I started doing farmer's walks, and I wasn't doing them for my forearms.
And what you got to remember out there is you might have some strong parts. And I've heard people say, oh, if you have a strong part, don't do anything for that. That's not true. You've got to continue to work those parts, but you got to work your weak parts even harder.
Right.
So even though I had weak parts, I didn't slack off on everything else. I just worked the weaker parts twice as hard, if that's imaginable, than I did the other parts.
Now, would you ever hit your biceps and triceps twice in a week? Because you used to do some of your routine was where you would hit a body part twice in a week, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything got hit twice. It was 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on. So every part was hit twice.
Right.
So that's where, you know, your food, your supplements, your rest is so important. You know, you and I were talking about just sleep. I mean, that was one of the biggest things is I had to get a minimum of 8 hours, and that wasn't, you know, laying in the sun was part of my sleep regimen. It had to be a full 8 hours at one time, because if not, you're just not going to recover.
Right. And then you did lay in the sun, when you had the occasion, opportunity, you would go out to the beach and you'd lay in the sun in the daytime, and that had to contribute to recovery too.
It did. You know, I mean, it was fun, you know, whenever I had an opportunity, especially when I got into that 16-week mode, you know, where we naturally tan. We didn't use any of that fake stuff, you
right.
know. So going to the sun, laying out on the beach was just part of your regimen that you figured in. There was a swimming pool that we knew the manager, so he used to let us come there for a little more privacy. Sometimes you get, you know, people come up and you're trying to just chill.
Yeah, right. Now, when you would lay out, you would wear your posing trunks, I guess, so that your tan line fit what you were going to be wearing on stage, right?
Yep, had an old pair of posing trunks that, you know, you always made new trunks, so you never wore the same pair of trunks.
Right.
Because, you know, the oils and things, they just, you know, and then your body always changes. So you always had plenty of old ones that fit good. But absolutely, posing trunks, lay it out, get that
the real tan. None of that spray tan back in the day, that's for sure.
No, us times, I would just get that golden brown look. I mean, that was an art, too, because, you know, again, you had to present yourself. So depending on how you tan, everybody looked different, where nowadays everyone spray tans and they all look the same. There was a lot of individualism, you know, between everybody.
Just skin color. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. So there you have the Dr. Jeff's arm routine. Hit your arms twice a week using this protocol. I think it's exciting. And the other thing is give your arms some time. People are too in a hurry because they see these silly magazine ads where you can add an inch to your upper arms in an hour. And give your arms some time to grow.
Take time. And, you know, I just want to tell you, it probably 3 years or 4 years of really working them to get to, if you want to say, looking like the guys in the magazines. So it didn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time. You know, bodybuilding is a patient sport, you know. You've got to patiently get to your goals and don't quit, you know, don't give up.
Yeah. Dr. Jeff, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, man. And to you also and everybody out there, Merry Christmas. Hope you all enjoyed the packages. As Carl said, you know, if you want to try something, go to Ask the Scientist. Send me an email. I got lots of stuff I like to send you. Follow me on Facebook if you want to see what's happening every day. Love to connect with you.
And we will talk again next year. It'll be next year next time we do a show.
We're going to take a little bit of break here. Going to unwind a little
Have a good time with the family, brother. Talk soon.
Thank you too much, you too. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Brooks Kubik. Brooks is going to read us a story. How exciting is this? Stay tuned. We'll be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
That is not a foghorn. The beginning of a song. Welcome back. Oh, you know what? I should have just rolled right into this.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Cubic.
How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, I'm good, Carl. Sounds like we have double music today. What's up?
Yeah, no, I had planned on like doing a little talking and then playing your theme music, but then I thought if I did this talking, I would give away what we're going to do, and I thought, oh, just let me bring Brooks on. As we know, I slipped last time we were trying to hide that we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I said, well, Arnold. So I figured, you know what, let me just get Brooks on the air so I don't have to worry about slipping. We're going to, this is going to be a first of ever, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We're going to do something today that no one has ever done before, ever.
And you're going to, so let's give a little backstory. Everybody knows that you write about physical culture fiction, and you set physical culture in daily life. For those of us who love physical culture and we want to read a fictional book, you're the only person on the planet that does this, number one. Number two, back in 2011, I want to say, you actually wrote a, well, let's say a physical culture Christmas carol of sorts, didn't you? A story.
A story. Well, what we do every year for the email list, everybody who gets the emails from BrooksCubic.com, is I do a Christmas story. And the Christmas story is in a series of installments or chapters, one per day. And, you know, depending on how long it is, I start it 3, 4, 5, 6 days before Christmas, and everybody gets, you know, the first part of the story, and then the second, and the third, and so on. And when you were asking me the other day what I'd like to do on the show, I said, well, I'm going to bet that a lot of listeners to the show have never read this story. If they have, it was back in 2011, and so they probably don't remember it.
Right.
And certainly no one has ever had the author, me, read the story out loud.
Live, right, exactly.
Live, yeah. So, you know, we thought, hey, you know, we're on live radio, so why don't we do a physical culture Christmas story on live radio read aloud by the author.
Oh, please, Daddy Brooks, read us a story. Oh, it's bedtime, and it's time for a story.
How about that?
That's pretty good. The only thing that I'm going to say, the only thing I'm going to say is this does not start out like your typical Christmas story.
If you read this story to the kids, they're probably not going to sleep well that night. Okay.
Yeah.
I will just shut up and sink into the background. I'll just wait for breaks and you take it away.
Well, you just you cue me up on breaks as needed.
Okay. I'll just start running the music gently in the background. How's that sound? Okay.
Here is The Masked Man's Christmas, Chapter 1. The crowd roared with anger as the hulking masked man stomped mercilessly on his opponent. The referee pushed him away, waving one finger in a stern warning. "Clean it up, buddy," he said. "Clean it up and start wrestling." The masked man gazed back impassively. All you could see were his eyes. They were dark, deep, and hard, like twin chunks of obsidian. The ref glanced behind him. The other wrestler was still down, lying flat on the canvas. He hadn't so much as moved after the masked man had delivered a crushing body slam. The ref didn't know if he was playing possum or if he'd really had the wind knocked out of him. It happens sometimes. The men knew how to fall, but once in a while, they hit harder than expected. The ref knew his job. He decided to give the fallen man more time to recover. Once again, he waved a stern finger at the masked man. "Stay here," he ordered. He stepped over to the fallen wrestler and began a long, slow count, waving his arms dramatically to punctuate each tick of the clock. "One." No response from the fallen wrestler. "Two." Still no response. "Three." Nothing. Maybe he was really hurt. Maybe it would be better to slow the count way down. The ref swept his hands wide and low, leaning over the fallen man. "Four." Not even a twitch. Meanwhile, the fans were going wild, shouting and screaming, begging and pleading, imploring their favorite to get up. An elderly woman walked to the side of the ring, held onto the lowest ring rope, and screamed into the fallen man's ear. "Get back on your feet and murder the bum," she hollered. The crowd took up the chant. "Kill him! Murder the bum!" The ref bit his lip to keep from laughing out loud. With Christmas a mere 5 days away, the crowd was hardly in a holiday mood. "Five." The fallen man moved a foot. "Six." The fallen man groaned. "Seven." The fallen man rolled to his side. "Eight." The fallen man pushed himself to his knees. "Nine." The masked wrestler bowled forward, grabbed his opponent by the ears, yanked him to his feet, picked him up, held him high, and then slammed him to the mat. The man hit the canvas with a bone-crushing thud, bounced, and lay still. The referee knew he could count to 100 this time. It wouldn't make any difference. He had to sell it. The match couldn't end with a knockout. That would make 3 in a row for the masked giant. The ref turned to the timekeeper at the side of the ring.
That wasn't supposed to happen. Okay, obviously we got picked up by Brooks's fax machine. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break and pick this up on the other side. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Okay, so we had an interruption, and if you were like me, you were really upset at that interruption because I was getting into this story. Brooks, you're an amazing orator, besides author. So I think the last thing that everybody heard was the referee could count to 100. He wasn't getting up.
Okay. We can pick up from there.
Okay.
The ref knew he could count to 100 this time. It wouldn't make any difference. But he had to sell it. The match couldn't end with a knockout. That would make it 3 knockouts in a row for the masked giant. The ref turned to the timekeeper at the side of the ring. Ring the bell, he said. Ring the bell. He turned back to the masked man. You're disqualified, he roared. The dark eyes behind the mask flickered. And suddenly, without conscious thought, the ref was out the ring, down the aisle, and running for his life. The masked man, still in the ring, turned to his fallen opponent and pointed. He held up his other hand, 3 fingers spread wide apart. He taunted the audience. The meaning was unmistakable. 3 matches, 3 knockouts. And that's when the crowd went totally, utterly berserk. The fans stormed the ring, swinging and kicking and clawing. They threw eggs, fruit, cups, bottles, cigars, cigarettes, rocks, and bricks. It took 4 tries and half a dozen broken heads before the squad of 6 burly policemen could get the architect of the insanity out of the ring, through the crowd, and back into the dressing room. They shoved the door open, pushed him inside, and stood outside while he showered and dressed. The sergeant eyed the crowd uneasily. It was more of a mob than anything else. He'd never seen anything like it in his entire life. He turned to one of his men. Step inside and tell him to hurry up, he said. I don't like the looks of this. The other officer stepped into the dressing room. 30 seconds later, he stepped back out. He's gone, he said. Gone? Gone. The back window's open. He must have crawled out and climbed down. Let me see. The sergeant stepped into the room, looked it over quickly, and saw something that made him stop dead in his tracks, his eyes wide with surprise. 6 bottles of liquid refreshment stood on a small table next to a cracked mirror. Each bottle stood on a $5 bill. A note lay next to the bottles. Thanks, Pete, and Merry Christmas to you and all the men. The police sergeant pushed his cap back and ran his thick hand through his dark hair. How in the heck did he know my name? He said to himself. That is the end of chapter 1.
You want to just roll on with chapter 2 since we had to go to an early break?
Would you like to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm looking
here
at
we
it.
Go.
Okay.
The Masked Man's Christmas, part 2. He was all ears and feet and matted puppy fur. He was 7 weeks old. He'd been living on the streets for 6 freezing days and nights. Ever since the day his mother's owner had packed the puppies into a box, driven far out into the country, and delivered them one by one to 7 farmers. Farmers could always use another dog, but they wanted a big dog. None of them wanted the runt of the litter. And so his brothers and sisters disappeared one by one until only he and his yellow-furred sister remained. And then the very last farmer chose her, picked her up out of the box, and handed her to his wife. Do you want the other one? The small one? Nah, I got no use for a runt. He'd be half price, $2.50. Not worth it. He'd cost me more to keep than the work I'd get out of him. Well, you can have him for free. I don't want him. Neither do I. Runts are trouble. And so he stayed. stayed in the box, and when they got back to town, his owner stopped the car by a dark alley, picked him up by the scruff of his neck, opened the car door, and dumped him unceremoniously into the cold winter's night. Go on, get out of here, go! He sat down, shivering, not knowing what was happening or what to do. Scram, you little mutt, beat it! Then the wheels turned and the car began to move away, and just like that, he was all alone. He slept in the alley that night, curled up in a tiny ball of fur inside an old wooden crate lying next to one of the garbage cans. He woke in the morning, cold and hungry and miserable. Two big men were wrestling the trash cans to the front of the alley, picking them up and dumping their contents into the back of the garbage truck. Damn, it's cold. Well, what do you expect this time of year? This time of year. I hate this time of year. What do you mean? It's almost Christmas. The first man hacked and spat. I hate Christmas, too, he said. Yeah, but we get the day off. That's true. The man walked back into the alley. Watch out. It's a rat over there. Where? That old crate over there. That's not a rat. It's a damn dog. Looks like a rat. The two men looked down into the wooden crate. Must be lost or something. I guess. You want him? What would I do with a dog? I don't know. I don't want no damn dog. Well, neither do I. The men grabbed two more trash cans and hauled them to their truck. Maybe some kid would want the dog. He could be a Christmas present or something. I don't know any kids. Some kid in the neighborhood. Kids in the neighborhood. They're all juvenile delinquents. They're always throwing stuff and breaking windows. The only thing I want to give one of them is a size 12 boot. Yeah, but, well, they're like that where I live, too. The men took the trash cans down the alley and stopped by the wooden crate. They looked down at the puppy. I guess we just leave him here, right? I guess. Yeah, someone will want him. People always want dogs. So I guess he'll find a home pretty soon. Yeah, you can count on it. The two men turned and walked back to their truck. But they were wrong. No one paid any attention to the tiny puppy that slept in the alley and lived on whatever food scraps he could find. The days passed, and the nights grew colder, and the puppy shivered as he thought of his mother, his sisters, and his brothers, all lost to him forever.
Okay, so we're going to pull it right there. This is great. I love this. This is. Do you remember when I told you years ago that we should do a radio reader with your books?
Yes.
I knew it in my heart. I knew that it would be this good. All right, we're going to take a break. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a show today. I'm listening to a show today. With
it's
Brooks.
A Christmas present for
this
you, Carl.
This is a great. I'm telling you, I can't wait for the next chapter. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside.
the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
God, waiting for that commercial segment to end so that we can get back into this book. This is great. I am so enjoying sitting here listening to Brooks read his Christmas story from 2011. And you know what? It smacks of an old style of writing that we don't see anymore. You know what I mean? It's really great. All right, Brooks, you want to pick it up?
Sure. The Masked Man's Christmas, Chapter 3. The little yellow puppy searched up and down the alley without finding anything to eat. He stopped in front of a big trash can. From inside the steel can, he could smell someone's table scraps, meat, potatoes, and a steak bone. He stood up on his back legs and tried to scramble up the side of the trash can. He made it halfway, then slid back down to the dirt. He tried again. Same result. A third time. Again, no luck. He sat down, staring upward, his nose twitching at the tantalizing food smells. He was hungrier than ever. He was so hungry that he never even heard the crunch of the heavy footsteps behind him. A dark shadow fell across the alley, and a huge man stood above him. "What are you doing here all alone out in the cold?" the man asked. The puppy turned and looked up. "Are you lost?" The puppy stood on all four legs and wagged his tail. The man leaned forward, reached down, and picked the puppy up, cradling him in 2 powerful arms. "What's your name, boy? Do you have any tags?" He felt gently around the puppy's neck. "No tags, no collar. Your ribs are poking right out of your sides. You're either lost or abandoned." The puppy answered by burrowing deeper into the man's coat. "You're cold, too. How long have you been out here?" There was no answer. But that didn't matter. The big man already knew the answer. "Well, come with me, boy. I know where to find you a nice steak dinner. He held the puppy gently but firmly, walked to the front of the alley, turned to the right, and headed down Main Street. At the corner, they passed a Salvation Army volunteer standing in front of his black kettle and ringing his bell. "Merry Christmas," he called. "Merry Christmas." The big man reached into his pocket, pulled out a handful of coins, and dropped them into the kettle. "Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas to you." The big man disappeared down the street. He was almost out of sight when the Salvation Army volunteer looked into the kettle. "What the?" He reached into the kettle and pulled out 5 gold coins. "Thank you," he cried. "Thank you, mister." But the man and the puppy were out of earshot. The volunteer looked at the gold coins in his hand. He had heard stories about that sort of thing, but never dreamed he'd live to see it happen. Not to him. Not here. "What a great guy," he thought. "I wonder who he is." And
chapter 4.
Chapter 3. Go to chapter 4?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The Masked Man's Christmas, chapter 4. The wrestling promoter slammed his hand down on the table. "I don't care how much damage those crazy fans did last week," he shouted. This one match will pay for all of it." "Do you think?" asked the man who owned the auditorium. I know it. The fans hate him. They hate his guts. They want him dead. They'll fill the seats to see him get beat." Well, I don't know. Look, last time was a mess. I mean, it took forever to clean up. It was a riot." The third man at the table laughed. "Here's what we'll do. We'll charge double the usual for the tickets. We'll all clean up. Get it? We'll all clean up." "Can you do that?" asked the auditorium manager. "Charge double, I mean? Who's going to stop us? The commission? I don't think so. It don't seem right to be doing that on Christmas Eve." "That's the whole point. There's never before in the whole history of wrestling, never before, been a championship match on Christmas Eve. Not here, not in New York, not Madison Square Garden, not anywhere." "Yeah, but do you think they'll come? I mean, it's Christmas Eve, and people have, you know, stuff to do, and they want to be with, you know, at home with their families." The promoter shook his head, held up his hand. "Nuts to that," he said. "They want to see the mystery man beat within an inch of his life. They want to see him busted up. Maybe see him get his leg broke. That's what we ought to give them. Break his leg." "On Christmas Eve?" asked the auditorium manager. "Why the hell not?" "But it's Christmas Eve." "Right, and it's going to be Christmas a day early for us when we pack the place like sardines in a sardine can." "At double the usual price," added the third man. "Right," said the promoter. "Well, you promise you cover any damage if there's another riot?" asked the auditorium owner. "Of course I will," said the promoter. "Put it in writing," demanded the owner. He pulled out his standard contract and shoved it across the table. The promoter signed the document without reading it and flipped it back to the owner. "There's your signature," he said. The owner nodded. He took the contract, put it into a big yellow envelope, and put the envelope into his safe. He closed the door on the safe, spun the dial on the combination, and turned back to the other men. "Are you really going to break his leg?" The two men smirked and exchanged quick sideways glances. "Not us. We won't do it. But you'll tell the champ to do it." The promoter shook his head. "You misunderstand me. I don't tell the champ to do nothing. It's just that sometimes, in a big match, things happen." The other man nodded. "Things happen," You said?
Things like commercial breaks. Okay, so we've got two more chapters to go.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up this story, which is very, very exciting. And who wants to hear Brooks do more reading of his own books? Email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. We'll be right back.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. A first of its kind is happening to those of you who are listening attentively as Brooks reads one of his own Christmas stories. Okay, Brooks, pick it up.
The Masked Man's Christmas, Part 5. So how about it? Asked the promoter. One more match before you leave town. A special championship match on Christmas Eve. The masked man paused and thought it over. Who wins? He asked. The promoter chuckled. Why, the champ! Of course! It's a loser-leave-town match. You're leaving town. The champ's staying. How do we play it? You guys do whatever you want for, like, you know, 30, 40 minutes. Get lots of heat going. I want the fans going crazy, you know, totally nuts. And then, right when everyone thinks he's going to win, you come back and you give him one of those great big body slams you do. But you don't knock him out, okay? What then? Well, then you slap on the old figure four leg lock while he's lying there stunned, see? And, you know, he's like screaming and he's in agony, right? And everyone thinks you're going to bust his leg. But he reverses it and he gets you in the figure four and that's how he wins. Pretty good, huh? Well, that sounds easy enough. The fans will love it. They'll love it. Just sell it really, really good. Make them think he's broke your leg. They'll like that, won't they? Absolutely. You are the most hated man in the territory. The masked man nodded. He was used to being hated wherever he went. Give me the contract, he said. The promoter slid the standard sheet of paper across the desk, and the masked man read it carefully and then signed it. He handed the paper back to the promoter. There you go, he said. The promoter took the contract, glanced at the signature, and smiled in satisfaction. Is that your real name? He asked. The masked man shrugged. Maybe, he said. I knew a guy with that name once. He lived down the street. Something happened when he was a kid. What was it? Must have been something pretty bad if you remember it after all these years. Yeah, it was. It was, heck, I remember. It was a fire. That's right, a fire. Killed the kid's parents. He and his brother ended up in the county home. He stayed there till he finished school. Well, most kids in the county home don't finish school. Yeah, but this guy was different. Big guy, real strong. Used to work out all the time, too. Played football, wrestled. He was pretty good, all conference. What happened to him? He joined the Army, I think, or maybe the Marines, something like that. Ever see him again? No, guys never come back. They go, that's it, never come back. Some guys never do. Yeah, I guess that's right. The promoter sat back in his chair and looked at his watch. He had another meeting scheduled in 5 minutes. So, we're all set, right? The masked man nodded. Yeah, sure, he said. He stood up and walked to the door, then stopped and turned back to the promoter. They say that championship belt is made out of real gold with real diamonds. Is that true? The promoter nodded. It's true. It's the best damn belt anywhere. I had it made special. You think I maybe could look at it? Or even just hold it? After the match, I mean. The promoter looked back with a twisted smile. Sure, pal. You can do whatever you want to do after the match is over. Thanks. If you feel up to it, I mean. The masked man nodded, opened the door, and left the promoter sitting behind him. Later, on Christmas Eve, as Pete walked to his squad car, he passed a Salvation Army volunteer standing in the back by his kettle, ringing his bell and calling Merry Christmas to everyone who passed by, and calling thank you to everyone who tossed a coin into the kettle. Hey, Pete, you got a second? Sure, Bill. What's up? I got to tell you something about something I heard. What is it? You know that masked wrestler, the guys that been knocking everybody out, the guy that started the riot last week? What about him? Well, look, two things. First off, I know who he is, and I know him. So do you. We were all in the home together. Pete's jaw dropped in amazement. Of course, he said. It's Frankie. That's how he knew my name. Yeah, right. But there's something else. What? You know that big match tonight at the auditorium? The one where Frankie's wrestling the champ? Sure, I'm heading over there right now. We all are. They're expecting the biggest crowd ever. Yeah, well, I heard some guys talking about it. The promoter is paying the champ to break his leg. Break which leg? No, he's paying the champ to break Frankie's leg. Pete swore under his breath. The hell he is, he said. No, really, that's the plan. They have it all figured out. There's some special ending where Frankie is working him over, and then he fights back, and he gives Frankie some kind of leg hold, and they told Frankie to make it like the champ breaks his leg, but they're going to do it for real. Break his leg, I mean. Pete shook his head. No, they're not, he promised. He slammed his hands together. It sounded like an explosion. Come on, he said, grabbing the kettle and turning toward the squad car. We got to go find Frankie. And that ends chapter 5.
Should we go right to chapter 6 now, or do you want to take a break first?
We can go right to 6 if you want, or
yeah.
Take a break.
No, let's go to 6. Let's go to 6.
Okay.
The
Masked Man's Christmas, chapter 6. The match became a war that raged back and forth across the ring with the fans roaring the entire time. And then it happened. At the 40-minute mark, the two men separated, bounced backward into the ropes, and hurled themselves across the ring. They hit each other with smashing force in the center of the ring. Dazed, both men swayed, wobbled, waved their arms to keep their balance. The masked man seemed to have gotten the worst of it. He shook his head, desperately trying to clear the cobwebs. Seizing his opportunity, the champ dropped back against the ring ropes, using them like a slingshot, and launched himself like a missile, right hand raised to deliver a crushing blow. The fans screamed in anticipation. The champ swung with all his might, but missed. The masked man ducked, and the powerful punch went whistling over his head. In the same motion, he drove forward, sliding behind the champ, and slapped on a sleeper hold. The champ struggled wildly, but the masked man held him in a vice-like grip in the center of the ring. How much is he paying you to break my leg? Whispered the masked man. Spun
the champ, "Whatever it wasn't enough," whispered the masked man. The champ waved his arms weakly. "I should break your neck right now," said the masked man, "but it's Christmas Eve, so I won't. Consider yourself lucky." The champ's eyes went wide with fear, and then they closed. His knees sagged, his body went limp, and the masked man loosened his grip and let him fall to the mat. He rolled him over, placed one huge hand on his chest, and motioned to the referee. The ref didn't know what to do. This wasn't the ending. It wasn't supposed to happen. Not this way. But there was no way to stop it. Nothing to do. All he could do was sell it and hope the promoter would work it out later on. The ref dropped down and began the count. 1, 2, 3. And just like that, there was a new champion. The referee walked to the side of the ring and motioned to the timekeeper, who handed him the championship belt. He turned and handed it to the masked man. Pete and his fellow officers stepped close to the ring, forming a human shield, and escorted the new champion back to his dressing room. This time, there was no riot. The crowd was too stunned by what they had seen. They sat in their seats, eyes bulging as the ring doctor worked frantically to revive the fallen champion. But the promoter knew what to do. He ran back to the dressing room, grabbed Pete by the arm, and pointed toward the door. "Arrest that man," he said. "He's trying to steal my championship belt." "Steal it? You want it fair and square. That's not stealing," said Pete. No, you don't understand. We had a deal. I have a contract. He was supposed to lose." "Let me see the contract." The promoter handed the paper to him. "Who signed it?" asked Pete. "He did." "Are you sure that's his real name? I mean, I'm no lawyer, but I know a contract's not binding if it's not signed with your real name." "Of course it's his real name. Who else would it be?" "That's the name of some kid that used to live here," said Pete. "His parents died in a fire. He grew up in the county home. Left years ago. No one's seen him since." "Maybe it's him. Or maybe not." "But what am I going to do?" asked the promoter. "He has my belt. Those are real diamonds, damn it." "Maybe if you ask nice, he'll give it back to you," said Pete. The promoter threw the contract on the floor, cursed, and stepped to the door. "If you won't do anything, I'll handle this myself," he said. Pete waited until the promoter was just beginning to turn the doorknob, and then he spoke. His voice was soft, his tone mild, but his words cracked like a whip. "You might want to reconsider," he said. "He knows you paid the champ to break his leg." The promoter stopped dead in his tracks. The blood drained from his face, and his hand slipped from the doorknob. What did you say?" Pete repeated it. I don't know what you're talking about," sputtered the promoter. "I could always ask the champ," said Pete. "The old champ, I mean." "Ask him whatever you like," said the promoter. "He won't talk." "He might," said Pete, "especially when I ask him why he has an envelope with an even $1,000 and $20 bills in his suit pocket. That sounds sort of like getting paid for some kind of special job. Unless you're going to tell me you paid him his share of the gate already, before you had time to total it and add in the concession sales, and it just happened that his percentage worked out to an even 1,000 clams. That was a Christmas bonus." Pete nodded slowly. "Maybe. We'll see." The promoter sagged against the concrete wall. "Look, you got to help me get my belt back," he said.
Go talk to the guy. Work out some deal. Tell him he can keep one of the diamonds. Hell, he can keep two of the diamonds. I don't care. I can replace them with glass. It doesn't matter. But I need the belt back, and I need him out of the territory right now. And then maybe we can all, like, you know, forget about this misunderstanding. Stay here, said Pete. I'll see what I can do. Christmas morning. The kids in the county home always had oatmeal porridge and dry toast for Christmas. Some of them couldn't remember ever having anything else, not even on Christmas. There just wasn't enough money for anything else. But this morning was different. They woke to the smell of bacon and eggs, ham slices, pancakes with real maple syrup, and fresh buttermilk biscuits with real butter and strawberry jam. They threw on their clothes and raced downstairs and stopped in amazement. What are those? Cried one of the youngest boys. They're presents, said one of the girls. Presents. Some of them had never had a Christmas present in their entire lives. They tore into the packages wildly, some laughing, some crying, and some afraid to believe it was real. You can buy a lot of presents with a couple of small diamonds and a lot of food. And you can even open a bank account and make a nice deposit in an interest-bearing account that helps put food on the table for a long, long time. Pete stepped into the room carrying a small yellow puppy with a red ribbon. Who wants a puppy? He asked. I do, they shouted in unison. And just like that, the little yellow puppy had a new home and the biggest and best family a dog could want. One of the boys held out his hand, and Pete handed the puppy to him. The boy smiled as he held the puppy, and then began to cry softly as the puppy licked his face. The other kids crowded around, each wanting to hold the little bundle of fur. The boy handed the puppy to one of the girls, wiped his eyes, and looked up at Pete. Thank you, officer, he said. Thanks for everything. Pete paused for a second, not trusting his voice. There was a lump in his throat the size of a piano. Don't thank me, he said. Thank Frankie. Who's Frankie? Asked the boy. Pete considered his answer for several long seconds. He's just a kid who went through some hard times, but came out okay, he said. The boy considered the answer carefully. Did you know him? He asked. I mean, did you know him when he was a boy? Pete nodded. He was my best friend, he said. Did he live here? Pete nodded again. He lived here. So did I. The little boy nodded in understanding. I thought so, he said. 10 years for me, said Pete. A little longer for him. The other children raced by, laughing merrily as they chased the little yellow puppy across the room. The boy looked up at Pete. Are you staying for breakfast, he asked. Of course I am, said Pete. It's Christmas. The boy held out his hand. Pete took it in his, and they walked to the heavily laden breakfast table. The end.
That was great. That was great. I mean, I actually feel emotional from the ending of it. It was brilliant. It was fantastic. I can't imagine anybody listening to that story and not feeling a sense of warmth. And you see the physical culture connection because, you know, he lifted weights. He made something of himself because of his level of dedication. I love it. I love it. We have to take a break. Let's take our last commercial break. We'll be right back with Brooks Kubik.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. That was great.
Thank you, Carl. That was a true treat, and
lots of fun, and I think it counts as an early Christmas present for all of our listeners.
You know, it's not just your writing style that I love, but I've never heard you read your own writing. And it just, you know, I used to be a big fan when I traveled on business.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, especially when I found myself in a car at night driving from one city to another, you know, between appointments because I was in sales, I would always find the National Public Radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evening, every night, they used to have a fella named Dick Estelle, and he did a show called The Radio Reader. And so every night, he would read as many chapters as he could get in a half hour of a particular book.
Huh.
So he, you know, maybe sometimes it would take him a week to read a book, maybe sometimes it would take him longer or shorter. But you tuned in, and you caught. And so if I knew I was going to be in the car, and I heard the chapters he read mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday night, I would plan to make sure that I was in the car driving to my next destination, and I'd catch. And it's an amazing radio show that a lot of people just have forgotten about. And I always envisioned us producing a physical culture radio reader because you have such great fictional books that you've written. So this is a great gift for me because in my humble opinion, it shows proof of concept. It's like you what you contribute by reading your own writing is amazing.
It's really interesting. And, you know, it's hard for me to go back and read things that I write, you know, because I put so much energy into them. And, I haven't read this one for 5 years and, you know, I went through it last night to prepare for the show and then read it here and I was thinking, boy, I hope people are enjoying this because, it's a pretty powerful story. Pretty moving.
Yes, it's very moving at the end. I mean, I really did become, when we're talking about the kids coming down and seeing the presents for the first time. And
yeah.
I mean, and also how you brought everything together. Like, you're wondering where does the dog fit into this? And now you see, I mean, it was just brilliant. It really was.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate, your letting me do it. It was, you know, something new and different, but, I liked it. I think you liked it. And I'll tell you what, I'm hoping we get some good feedback, emails from people. And, you know, anyone who liked this, let us know because we can do more things like this.
Yeah, I think I see this in 2016. We've got some great books that we're going to hopefully put on tape, so to speak, for people who don't have the time to read them themselves. But you know what? It's not even if you don't have the time to read them yourselves. There's something about having someone read to you that harkens back to when you're a child. I'll tell you, I'm thinking about it, right? So you watch television and you don't really need an imagination if you're watching television because you see the images of what's going on. Back in the old days when they had radio performances, you had to commit some of it to your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And so having someone read a book to you is entertaining, it's convenient, but it also stimulates part of the imagination process that you don't get from, like, watching a video or something like that.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, we talk about training and about, you know, focus and concentration and mindfulness. And listening to a story being read requires a certain degree of concentration,
yes,
focus, and mindfulness. I
yes.
mean, you can't be, you know, checking your device and, you know, flipping around. And, you know, you have to be engaged because your brain has to supply some of what's happening.
And also a bookmark and put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
mm-hmm.
right. You have to be focused. It really is a great way to practice focus.
It truly is. And it's something that I think people should do more of. You know, it actually has, you know, in addition to the entertainment benefit, it has a sort of a mindfulness development component. It's a good thing to do. It trains parts of your brain that aren't being trained in the modern world. The modern digital age is great in some ways, but in some ways it's not.
Yeah. I really like this. This was great. This is a fantastic Christmas present that people can listen to over and over again. In fact, I think what I'm going to do is over the holiday, well, maybe even sooner, in the next day or so, I'm going to edit it end to end. So
oh,
it's
wow.
just you reading it. And we'll make it
cool.
available on Facebook for people to listen to.
Ah, that'll be great.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Well, very good.
That's the last Physical Culture Radio of the year.
Well, we went out with a bang.
I would say so. I think that was great.
Yeah.
Stay with me for a second. We also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. We just got a message on Facebook that the Ask the Scientist banner ad is not working. We'll get that fixed here very quickly. So those of you who still want some Christmas gifts from him, you have time to ask him for free stuff. And, of course, visit brookscubic.com for all of the wonderful creative things that Brooks does, not only helping people train more efficiently and build more muscle, but entertaining them by being the only person who takes physical culture and wraps it into fictional writing and does an amazing job at it, too. I mean, just fantastic, fantastic writer. Thanks a lot, Brooks.
Thank you, Carl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll talk to everybody next year. Thank you for
listening. Sounds good.